Praise the Lord Jesus. This is Thurman Scribner with the Living Savior Ministries. This teaching is going to be on the believer's authority. Now, we will be teaching you the authority of the believer in Christ. If you're a Christian, you can do great and mighty things that most of us don't know. It took me a long time to learn this. Now, at the end of this teaching, there will be a website and a phone number where you can get these teachings in their entirety, and they will be free and postpaid. I hope you enjoy the teaching.
I mean, you know, he told us that in John and in the Psalms. So, if he does not hear the prayer of a sinner, then you got to make sure your sins are confessed. You got to walk holy before him. And that's why the church don't get no prayers answered. It's because we're living in sin. What is sin? Anything that's not of righteousness or anything that's not of faith is sin. So you must confess all sin and ask the Lord to forgive you and say, Lord, I do believe your word. Then you must find promises in his word that will guarantee you can have what you ask him for. You have something to stand on. What did he say do a while ago? Stand on the word. That's what you do. You stand on the word. How many of you have sang that song, Standing on the Promises? And then you ask a Christian, what are you standing on? Well, I don't know. What promises? Well, I don't have one. Do you know one? Well, no, let me get my Bible out and I'll see if I can find one. Forget it. Get you some scriptures. Start memorizing the Word of God. Learn these mighty promises. And when you do, wow, you can see the King do wonderful things. So confess your sin, walk holy before Him, do what He says, and then find promises in His Word that will guarantee you can have what you need, and then stand on them, and don't doubt. Continue to stand. If you don't get your miracle in 30 minutes, don't give up. If you don't get it in 30 days, don't give up. Stand on the Word. Like Miss Emily Dodson that had lupus, it took her a year of rebuking the devil and standing on God's Word. In fact, 3 or 4 months into this, she made a declaration when she learned that Jesus had healed her on the cross. She wrote down on a piece of paper, on this day, according to the Word of God, I am healed by the stripes of Jesus. Signed her name and dated it. About 4 months later, she was in a church where a man was preaching faith. And at the end of the week of services, she said, I've never been in church where a preacher preached 4, 5, or 6 hours at a time every night for a week. But she said, this guy did. And she said, at the end of the week, he opened the floor for the first time for healing. So I said, ask my friend I went with, said, should I go down there and let him pray for me? She said, well, I don't know. Ask God. So she said, I said, Lord, should I go down there and let him pray for me? She said, I never dreamed I'd hear God talk to me. But he says, when you signed that declaration on certain date, was it settled then or not? Well, she said, yes, Lord, it was settled then. He said, then you don't need to go down and let him pray for you. He said, just stand on my word. So she stood on God's word, and in the next 2 or 3 months, she had some of the, and she would refuse to go back to a doctor. But she stood on the word, believing God's word, and she went through some of the most severe times of pain and suffering and just terrible. But she started getting better. And at the end of 1 total year, Miss Emily Dawson was completely healed of lupus. That's been about 15 years ago. And the woman has not had a sick day in the last 15 years. She is a woman on fire for Jesus. Now, you've heard her testimony, haven't you, Jan? I mean a woman of fire. I mean, she now knows who sickness comes from. It's the devil. I mean, she could never be a traditional Christian no more. Because when somebody walks up to her and says, I'm sick, she just jumps on them and says, in the name of Jesus, come out of her, you devil of hell. What are you doing? I'm casting a demon out of you. That's what I'm doing, people. And wow. But people get healed when she speaks in the name of Jesus. Wonderful. She knows her authority. But the Lord says, cast all your care on me. And 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7, for I care for you. Then he says in verse 8 and 9, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. Now, what's the devil doing? He's walking across this earth seeking whom he may devour. He's trying to get into you, into your house, into your family, with your sons, with your children, anything, you, your husband, your wife, anything he can do. But the Lord says, whom resist steadfast in the faith, in verse 9, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. The devil sending demons to how many of us? All of us. He's coming to kill, steal, and to destroy. But what did the Lord tell you to do when he attacks you? Resist him. Steadfast in the faith. What does that mean? What is faith? It's the Word of God. Resist the devil with the Word. Now, since I've learned how to walk in divine health and knowing these Scriptures, I have had at least a half a dozen opportunities to be sick. Now, what I mean by that, normally you wake up in the morning, you feel great. But every once in a while, the devil will come by your house. In the middle of the night or something, he may walk in and send a demon in there. He says, go in there and let's attack Thurman one more time. Let's give one more shot. So he comes in and you wake up in the middle of the night while you're asleep. You wake up and, man, all of a sudden your head is stopped up. You got a splitting headache. And used to, I'd say, oh, honey, I'm coming down with the flu or something. I need some medicine. Never thought about praying. But now then when that happens, I wake up and I say, oh, devil, it's just you again. In the name of Jesus, you know I'm walking holy before my King. You know you have no claim to me. The Word of God says in Isaiah 53:4 that Jesus bore my pain, so I don't have to bear it. In Isaiah 53:5, it said, with his stripes I was healed. I said in Luke 10:19-20, he says, I have all authority and power over you, and you must be subject to me. So I said, you devil of hell, in the name of Jesus, out. Go back to the pit of hell. I'm not going to put up with you. Now I'm fixing to go back to sleep and sleep. When I wake up in the morning, there's going to be nothing wrong with me in Jesus' name. I said, out, you beast. Out. Out in Jesus' name. It is done because it's written in the Word. I said, thank you, Father. And lay back down, go to sleep. Wake up the next morning, feel like a new man. No problems, no symptoms are all gone. You don't have to receive these things from the devil no more. You don't have to receive them in Jesus' name. The Lord says, whom resist? How do you resist the devil? With the Word. Then stand steadfast by faith on it is written. What if he's not gone the next morning? Get more violent with him. Don't yield to him. It's amazing how people yield to the devil. It's kind of like a woman that goes with a boy that she loves, and he continuously badges her to have sex with him, and she's a girl that's a Christian and knows she shouldn't do it. And he's not a believer. And if that boy persists and she continues to go with that boy, if she thinks she loves that boy, guess what sooner or later she's going to do? She's going to yield to him. And when she does, she sinned. When that boy, if he's not a Christian, and he starts persisting to have sex with that girl, the first thing she ought to do is slap his chops and never see him again. You know where I'm coming from? If you want to get rid of temptation, when Mama says, Johnny, where are you? Well, Mama, I'm in here in the kitchen. I'm sitting here by the cookie jar. What are you doing in there? Well, I'm fighting temptation. I know you told me not to eat them cookies, Mama. Well, Johnny, go out in the yard and play. Get away from the source of the temptation. You see where I'm coming from? Don't stay close to temptation. Guarantee, if you're close to temptation, guess what the devil will do to you? Most young men are old men. They can't go to one of these clubs down the street and walk in and a strip dancer running all over the stage, stripping and all the things that they do in those places, and go home or go out on the street and not have a desire to have sex with a girl. It'll be in you. What do? You don't go to that strip club. That's what you don't do. You stay out there, out away from that nasty stuff. That's the devil's den. And what's he going to do when you go out there? And if you're tempted, and you will be, if you fall to the temptation, the Lord says, the man, even if you look at that girl and you lust for her in your heart, you've already committed the sin and your door's open and the devil's going to come in and get you. So you don't want to be there. You got to walk holy before God. You don't wind up in a strip club as a man, as a Christian man. You don't go where temptation is. you walk holy before God. Otherwise, the devil's going to get you. And then you can't resist him. Now, then, if you resist the devil in the name of Jesus, he will flee from you. So, what did the Lord tell us to do? Be strong in the Lord, in the power of his might. Now then, let's... Our God, he lives in us. There's so many things in this book that I wanted to cover in this. You know that if Christ lives in us, and if you have received him, then the baptism of the Holy Spirit and power is in you if you have asked for that. Now then, I received Jesus as my Lord and Savior as an 11-year-old boy, and I was raised up in a traditional Southern Baptist church that taught me all of the power or all of the Holy Spirit I was ever going to get. I got it when I accepted Jesus as my Lord and Savior. I believed that lie. I heard them preach and teach about that, and nothing they ever taught ever made sense from God's Word. Nothing. They could not confirm it. And so when I got to be an older boy, 28, 30 years old, I began to really study this in detail, especially in the book of Acts. When I began to study this in the book of Acts, I thought, Lord, there's something here that don't make sense. Now then, in fact, I don't have time to teach on all the things I want to teach on this today, but a couple of places I want to go. I want to go to Acts chapter 8, verse 15. What did I do with my Bible? There it is. I want to read this out of the Word of God. There's several places there, but in Acts 15, or Acts 8, verse 15, I have a question here. Then I asked this question to the Lord. I want you to see here now, when in verse 14, now when the apostles which were at Jerusalem heard that Samaria had received the word of God, they sent unto them Peter and John. And verse 15 says, who, when they were come down, prayed for them that they might receive the Holy Ghost. Now, wait a minute. Verse 14 says, now when the apostles were at Jerusalem, they heard that Samaria had received the word of God.
We'll have to stop the teaching right there today, but we will take up right there tomorrow. We hope you will join us again tomorrow for the continuation of the teaching on the believer's authority. Now, if you'd like to have this teaching in its entirety, we would be happy to send it to you free and postpaid. If you will call this phone number, 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. Or if you'll contact us on the web at www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. We'll be happy to send you these teachings free and postpaid. I hope you've enjoyed and will continue to enjoy the teachings on the believer's authority. Remember, they're free and postpaid to those that call.